Hello, everyone. This is Lester Wilson speaking. And I want to speak today on Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. I trust you will listen your very heart away as you hear of Christ weeping over forgotten men, reprobates, despisers, drunkards, and old men and women on the brink of hell, the lonely, the weary, and the defeated. I would like to draw your attention to those verses I just quoted. They are well known and yet unknown. That is, they contain truth that few really know and enjoy. Before dwelling upon the immediate text, I would like you to notice its setting, especially what precedes it. The Lord Jesus had been rejected by certain cities and in consequence pronounces judgment upon them. He speaks of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. Of the latter he said, "And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell." The city of Capernaum had been exalted to heaven with privilege. Many times the feet of our blessed Lord trod her streets. Repeatedly his voice was heard calling them to repentance. Quite frequently his power was manifested in performing miracles, but his gracious ministry and visitations were refused and rejected. The offer of himself to them was met with scorn. Truly, these people are exalted to heaven with privileges, but the height of their opportunities led to the depth of their judgment. It may be we are speaking to some who have been spoken to many times about their soul. God has repeatedly tried to reach you, but all in vain. Reared in a Christian home, cradled in the gospel, nursed and prayed for by a godly mother, kindly and lovingly entreated by a saintly father, but with all these advantages, privileges, and opportunities, you persist in rebelling against God and Christ. To such we would give a word of warning. The Lord Jesus said, "Ye shall be thrust down to hell." Far better your cradle had been your coffin than to grow up and pursue a path of unbelief and finally die in your sins. The Lord Jesus, after uttering these solemn words, turns to his Father in prayer, and he prays, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes." What things are hid from the wise and revealed to babes? No doubt some of the things are a knowledge of sins forgiven, peace with God, eternal life, and a knowledge of God and Christ. These things and many more are hid from many today, such as those who are wise in their own eyes, wise in their own conceit, filled with the wisdom of the world, which is foolishness with God. The babes to whom these blessings are revealed are those who are conscious of their helplessness and dependence upon another. A babe is helpless in itself. It looks to another for safety, support, and sustenance. So do those who are the children of God. They look to Christ for salvation. We now come to the verses for special emphasis. Notice these four points. Come, take, learn, and find. This is God's order. Who is it that is using this language? In verse 27 of Matthew 11 we read, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father." The Lord Jesus Christ, the one who possesses all things, the one who has all wisdom, all might, all power, all that man needs to make him happy, and he is the one who says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Some seem to gather from verse 27 that only a chosen few have the privilege of accepting Christ and enjoying God's salvation. But Christ says, all ye that labor, none excluded. God's salvation is to whosoever will. Christ says, come unto me, not do the best you can. Taking Christ's yoke in service and learning of him follows coming to him. In other words, good works follow salvation. They do not precede it. That is, to have any value with God. We read, we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Who are to come? Those who labor and are heavy laden. Does this not embrace the majority of men and women today? Many are laboring to keep the law, the Ten Commandments, laboring under the old Mosaic economy instead of resting in Christ. Many are laboring to overcome temptation and bad habits. Others laboring under religious obligations and duties, laboring to do the best they can. Oh, that such would stop laboring and come to Christ. Then notice, and are heavy laden. How many are laden heavily with sorrow and disappointments, laden heavily with grief and despair, likely because they are heavy laden with sins. To all such, Christ says, I will give you rest. Rest? How sweet. Oh, says someone, what wouldn't I give to obtain rest? What wouldn't I do to merit it? Ah, it cannot be obtained that way, friend. Notice the text. I will give you rest. It's a free gift. All you have to do is to take it. You cannot merit it by works or purchase it with money. You have labored enough under these delusions. Come and accept the gift. Christ is offering it to you now. He says, I will give you rest. Come just as you are and come now. It is a present invitation. He does not say, come tomorrow. That may be too late. Come now, he says. As we have in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And says the Lord Jesus, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Come then to Christ, and rest will be your happy portion. The next thing I want to draw your attention to is, take my yoke upon you. What does Christ mean here? The yoke of service, undoubtedly. After one has found rest in trusting Christ, he can serve Christ. Many are trying to serve Christ who haven't as yet come to him as a lost, guilty, burdened sinner and experience the new birth. After one is saved, he can serve. He says further down in the text, my yoke is easy. That is, service for Christ is easy after one is saved. Those who are not saved find reading the Bible, trying to teach a Sunday school class and other religious duties very irksome and unpleasant and a burden to them. Even boring. Not so with a real child of God. Service is sweet, delightful, and blessed. His yoke is easy. May every child of God, impelled by love to Christ, put his neck willingly under this yoke and thus be coupled with Christ in happy service. And as we read in 1 Corinthians 3:9, laborers together with God. When two oxen are yoked together, if one backs up or lays down, why, the other one, you know, is trying to go ahead, but the yoke becomes very uncomfortable for both. If we lay down or do not seek to keep company with Christ, the yoke will become heavy and miserable. But walk side by side with Christ in happy service, and service will be easy, and his burden will be light. To a devoted Christian who is seeking to please God and not himself, what God lays upon him, no matter how great the duty, or heavy the burden or responsibility, it will be light, because he is bearing it for Christ. Then we read, and learn of me. This should be the desire of every Christian. Learn Christ. Become like him. If one reads the Word of God and spends time in his presence in fellowship and prayer, they will learn of him. If you are much in the presence of anyone, you will become like that one. You will find yourself doing what he does and saying what he says. Be much in Christ's presence and you will learn to do what he did, his Father's will, and speak as he spoke of heavenly things. We here see another rest spoken of. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. The Christian rest in service. The first rest is obtained when Christ is trusted for salvation. The second rest of this passage is found when we serve him. An idle Christian is a restless Christian, but a busy Christian is a happy and restful one. There is real rest in serving Christ and learning of him. What will we learn of him? That he is meek and lowly in heart. If we really learn Christ, we will become meek and lowly in heart. Such should characterize every true servant of Christ, and that means every Christian, for we are all servants. When we are buffeted and ridiculed, persecuted and found fault with, our labors belittled and efforts scorned, are we meek and lowly in heart? This is the outcome of learning Christ and resting in him. How grand when one has come to Christ for rest in salvation and then willingly accepts the yoke for service and learns of him. Thus he enjoys the added rest in service. Such an one has found true rest for his soul, is able to say, Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart.